TV station behemoth owner Sinclair Broadcast Group said today it plans to buy Tribune Media. That's the parent company of several TV stations in the nation's biggest markets, including right here in Los Angeles. And if it's approved by federal antitrust regulators and the FCC, it is a near $4 billion deal that could have some big media and political implications as well, here at home and across the country. Kevin Roderick is here to talk about it on LA Observed. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
TV stations get bought and sold all the time, don't they? I mean, why is this pending deal significant?
Well, this is important because this deal will make Sinclair, which is already the largest TV station owner in the country, much more so. They will have close to 200 stations now all over the country. And so one thing that makes them the behemoth in the industry more than they already are, but it also brings them into metropolitan areas that they don't have a presence in, Chicago, New York, and for here in Los Angeles, in a big way, they would now own KTLA Channel 5, which has been a Tribune station.
A Tribune used to also own the LA Times. The LA Times is owned by a company called Tronc, which is Tribune Online Content. But Tribune Publishing was the name of that before Tronc.
Well, if you go back actually to the early 2000s when Tribune, the Chicago-based Tribune Company, bought the LA Times and a bunch of other newspapers, it owned both newspapers and TV stations. A couple of years ago, it decided, well, you know, the newspapers weren't going to have as much of a future as the TV station, so it spun off the newspapers into a separate company that is now called Tronc.
So Sinclair has nothing to do with the newspaper.
Nothing to do with it at all, and it kept the TV stations, Tribune did, thinking that was their future. Well, their future is now pretty much over.
Pretty much over, and now Sinclair, again, pending, of course, the sale to Sinclair. It's the largest ownership group, as you mentioned, in the nation. In some of their markets, they own several properties, carving out a large share of those audiences. How does that change the media landscape?
Well, there's, I think, a couple of complicating factors about that. One thing to know is that in order for them to own this many TV stations to begin with, the FCC has had to loosen its rules. And Sinclair, you know, its stations, they are Fox stations, they are CBS stations, they are NBC stations. They are the owner, but these stations are affiliated with various kinds of programming. So the suggestion here is perhaps Sinclair will now try to unify these stations under some sort of banner, at least for news, and that does have some people concerned.
Sinclair, unabashed in its conservatism, has been known to insert a more right-wing ideology, certainly into its commentary, but even in some editorial decisions as well. Do we see a lot of that in the media landscape, and what does that foretell?
Well, Sinclair, even more than Fox, has made itself very close to Donald Trump. There was a report during the campaign that they had reached a deal that Jared Kushner talked about where Sinclair would get access to the candidate, Donald Trump, in exchange for more favorable coverage. There's been some denials about that from the Kushner side, but it's something that's continued to be reported and observed. And the ownership group behind Sinclair has been strong supporters of Donald Trump. So I think there's fear among some at KTLA and in some of these other stations around the country that there will be a push from Sinclair to push the news in a more overtly political way, whether that's for Donald Trump or not.
It also reportedly wants to compete with Fox for a more conservative audience, perhaps even with a news network going forward. How does this pending deal affect those plans?
The thing to watch is what do they do with WGN America, which is on cable systems all across the country. It has a wide reach, and it's something that there would be some regulatory issues about shifting WGN as well, but it is their opportunity. They also are acquiring the Tennis Channel as part of this, and there's some talk that maybe they would use the Tennis Channel's slot on cable systems to put forth a new conservative-oriented news station like Fox News. And, you know, there's a guy from Fox News named Bill O'Reilly who's a free agent now and might be available to someone like Sinclair.
Yeah. All right. The Tennis Channel. Put the net in network.
Well, I guess they would come up with a catchy name, and I don't know what it is.
Kevin Roderick with today's LA Observed. Kevin, thank you.